So lesson 28, starting on this for a few minutes, headed Anthropos Agathos, good man, and Hoi Hagioi, the saints. So we're going on about nouns and adjectives. Section 1, it's headed that, nouns and adjectives. So we have words in all the various parts of speech. Words have different function, and we have nouns. Nouns can come in three flavors, masculine, feminine, and neuter. Greek, like many languages, nouns have gender. Some languages have two genders, masculine and feminine. Some have three with a neuter. English doesn't have no specific gender, but we sort of have informal genders. We tend to refer to certain things as certain inanimate things as feminine. So we turn to like cities and ships and so on. So we have words like logos, aner, basileus are all masculine and would take the article ha. Cardia, gene, and polis are feminine, take the article he. And ergon, technon, and thelema are neuter and take the article ta. So ha, he, ta, that's our article. And the article comes in three genders, masculine, feminine, neuter. And the article has to agree in gender with the noun that it's attached to. So part of specifying a noun is what gender it is in. Then words which can describe nouns are called adjectives. So an adjective is something that is, it's thrown up against a noun. And that's from the Latin adiaceo, to throw up against. So an adjective, remember this from your English grammar, an adjective goes with a noun and an adverb goes with a verb. So adjectives would include things like agathos, meaning good, kakos, bad, poneros, evil, alethes, true, megas, big, from which we get all sorts of English words, meson, bigger, polos, meaning much, from which we get all our English words beginning P-O-L-Y, poly, pleon, meaning more, akathartos, meaning impure, the opposite of kathartos, which is pure, kainos, new, pleios, old, and pleios, old, we have things like the Pleistocene era in geology, it comes from this, paleographic, paleo, all the paleo words, and then pas, meaning every. So these are adjectives. When an adjective describes a noun, it has the same case, number, and gender as the noun. So case, that's nominative, accusative, genitive, or dative. Number is singular or plural, and gender is masculine, feminine, or neuter. So if you want to say, attach the adjective agathos to logos, logos is a masculine noun, so you'd have to use a masculine form of the adjective. So agathos, logos, or in the dative plural, agathois, logois. If you want to attach the adjective agathos to the noun cardia, cardia is feminine, so now we have to put agathos into the feminine, agathe, cardia, and agathais, cardiais in the dative plural. Attach it to ergon. Ergon is neuter, and so we have to put agathos into the neuter form, agathon, ergon, or agathois, ergois in the dative plural. And then we have the example of some nominative plurals, pantes basileis, masculine plural, meaning all kings, pasai poleis, all cities, panta techna, all children. Section 2, we have some words, hagios. These are all adjectives, hagios meaning holy. For example, ta pneuma, ta hagion. Ta pneuma, ta hagion, meaning the Holy Spirit. Pneuma there is neuter, so it takes the article ta. So you can say ta pneuma, ta hagion, or you can leave out the article on the second word, ta hagion, pneuma, the Holy Spirit. And frequently we find ho hagioi, the holy people or the saints. Now in the case of hoi hagioi, the adjective is used, but there's no noun to which it is attached. So in that case, the adjective really is functioning on its own as a noun and is behaving as what we would call a substantive. So it's, we want to say the holy people. You just sort of use context to supply that, the holy ones. Kainos, meaning new. We have he kaine diatheke, the new covenant. He kaine diatheke. Entelen kainen didomi humin, I give you a new commandment. Entele there is feminine, so kaine has to be feminine as well. Hotan auto pino kainon. Hotan auto pino kainon, when I drink it new. Kainon there agreeing with the auta. Or rather, out, yeah. Kalos, good or fine. So hoi poimen ha kalos, the good shepherd, a masculine noun. Kalon ta halas. Kalon ta halas. Salt is good, halas. Kakos, bad or evil, in which we get words like cacophony. So cacophony, a bad sound. Te kakon epoiesen, what evil did he do? And kakon there, there's no noun with which it is going. So you could think of it as what evil thing, especially since it's in the neuter with te. And then apodidus kakon anti kaku, returning evil in place of evil. So apodidus, this is a participle of apodidomi, giving one thing against another thing, kakon anti kaku, evil in the place of evil. Alos, meaning other, eden alus dua adelphus, he saw another two brothers, so two brothers taking that as meaning a pair of brothers. Dua, we haven't learned the numbers yet, but duo, you could have a very good guess that that's going to mean two. Hasan ganese alain. Hasan ganese alain. Hasan is a, we see that was whoever from way back. Gamese, subjunctive there, ending in eta with a ota subscript. That tells us it's subjunctive. Alus esosen. Alus esosen. Esosen, the epsilon on the front indicating past, so he saved other people. Holos, meaning whole, from which we get all the words in English beginning with H-O-L, holistic, hologram. Holon ta soma su, your whole body. Holon in the neuter, agreeing with soma, his neuter. He oikia autu hale, his whole family. There, hale, feminine, with a feminine noun, oikia. Protos, first, again used in a good number of English words. Elthen protos, he came first. Eschatos, last. So we have eschatology. Ente eschate hemera. Ente eschate hemera, on the last day. And then finally, idios, one's own, which we get. So idiosyncratic and things like that. Elthen eisten idian pollen. Elthen eisten idian pollen. He went to his own town. Elfamen eisten idian pollen, we went to our own town, and anebe eista horas katidian, he went up onto the mountain, katidian, on his own. Okay, and then quickly I'll do section 3, and then we can review that next week. Note carefully the differences between agathos, anthropos, or anthropos agathos. It doesn't matter whether you put the adjective before or after the noun. And that means a good man. There's no article attached to either word. Ha anthropos ha agathos, or ha agathos anthropos. The good man. So now agathos is there functioning as an adjective describing the anthropos. And then we third variety we can have is agathos ha anthropos. The man is good. So you can think of the first instance there for C being good is the man. And you really almost you think of it as having an equal sign. Agathos equals ha anthropos. And we then in English have to supply the verb is. Greek doesn't have to do that. And here the agathos and the ha anthropos are said in what we call apposition to each other. Ha anthropos agathos esten would mean the same thing, specifically adding in the verb esten, and then the final example, agathos esten ha anthropos, those two are unambiguous, we have to take that the man is good. But fairly often you'll find agathos ha anthropos in the New Testament, a form like that, and we take that as not the good man, but him saying the man is good. So you can have agathos anthropos, a good man, no article attached to it, ha anthropos, ha agathos, the good man, and then agathos anthropos, the man is good. Okay? Well, we'll pick up again lesson 28 next week and go back over those nouns, adjectives, and then we're going to encounter adverbs in section 5 and in section 6, the definite article. We'll encounter adverbs, and this is one thing that's, don't know how long it's going to last in English, because there is increasingly crossover between adverbs and adjectives. Adjectives getting used instead of adverbs getting used instead of adjectives. People increasingly unaware of the distinction between the two.